The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, a subsidiary of American Water. American Water serves more than 14 million people across the country through regulated operations in 14 states and 18 military installations. Learn more at amwater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, we are finally starting to get into the heart of summer. We typically divide up how we think about farmers markets, at least in central Kentucky, as things that are available before 4th of July and things that are available after 4th of July. But we also know that there's been really strange weather the last month, whether that's 5 or 6 inches of rain, followed by 5 days of record-breaking heat, followed by another 5 or 6 inches of rain, which makes everyone's life really difficult. That means that creeks are flooding and that fields are flooding and then they're drying out. And so what you may have been accustomed to getting right now might still be a week or two out, or we might already have it, just depending on what the expectation is and if the farmer happened to be on the outside of that microburst storm instead of inside that microburst storm. We've been very lucky that one of our farmers in southern Kentucky has had corn, and it came in 2 days before the 4th of July, so we were able to have really delicious, local, fresh corn available for our customers on the 4th of July. But he got very lucky because it rained 4 days before, and had he not got that rain, it would have not been ready. It would not have been able to plump up and be really juicy. Over the next week or two, we're going to start seeing an increase in availability of sweet corn, tomatoes. We've talked a lot about cherry tomatoes, and we started to get some of those slicers, but we're still building into having more and more tomatoes. As we keep on going over the next couple weeks, we're also going to get more kinds of beans, blackberries, a little bit of peaches are starting to come in. So we're getting into that really delicious summertime, but we're not full steam ahead yet. I think some people have seen in the news that Space Tango, which is a really great local business with national and, I guess, international and extraterrestrial routes is expanding, and so they're going to be taking over some of that middle space of Gray Line Station, which means that our Wednesday evening market is shifting closer to the Loudoun side of the Gray Line Station. So don't get distraught if you don't see us in our normal spot next to that back parking lot. You might have to venture forward towards North Lime Donuts to be able to find us.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
We're still probably about another week or two out from having an abundance from all across central Kentucky. Growing up, you might have had a tomato plant on your back patio. You'd have to water it every day. Our farmers are having to think about how are we going to do that as well. But if it rains too much, the tomato sucks up all of that water and then it can split. Then that's a ruined product too. So it's a really fine balancing act. We've started to see white half runners and Romas and jade beans. And so people are asking about those. Another thing that people really care about are the watermelons and cantaloupes, and I can say that I had some really delicious watermelon and cantaloupe this last weekend, but they were still small. We haven't got into those like massive fill up your entire tote bag or make the wagon tilt over sideways watermelons just quite yet.
How about a recipe, something good for this time in the summer?
I always have been a big advocate of making things into salsas, and I know we're going to talk about tomato salsas probably later. I made melon salad / salsa. I don't know exactly what it is, some sort of thing that you can dip other things into. And it was made with diced up cantaloupe, diced up watermelon. I just cut them really small like you would if you were cutting tomatoes for a salsa. Salt, some spicy pepper seasoning because I like mine a little bit spicier. And then I added some feta cheese to it recently. That can go as a topper to a lettuce-based salad, or you can use it as a side dish because it's really refreshing. I always go with sort of the mint, but if you went with a basil route as an herb to put in there, some green onions, it would make it really refreshing and vibrant. I used those scooping chips to dip it out, but if you put it on a pita with some Greek yogurt, I'm sure that would also be really delicious as well.
And I guess you could take some fresh bread from the farmer's market and use it like a bruschetta?
Yep, or you can make it into a panzanella kind of thing where you dice up the bread and mix it all in together and let that bread soak up all of those delicious juices as well.